Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Getting bitumen out of the oil sands in northern Alberta is a huge undertaking. The bitumen is very thick. It makes up only 5 to 20% of the sand, and none of it processes the same way as it goes through the oil sands plant. Testing the quality of bitumen to adjust the separation process is difficult. The lines move a ton of oil sand per second. But thanks to Rod Ridley of the Alberta Research Council and Pat Dugan of Syncrude Canada, the new sensors they've developed are changing that. Rod Ridley explains.
For instance, one of them is measuring the amount of clay that's in the slurry being pumped in the pipeline, and that sensor measures the radioactive decay of potassium inside of the clay. So it's actually measuring the radiation coming from the pipeline. We have another sensor that measures the amount of bitumen that's on the oil sand. That sensor is based on light, how much light is absorbed as it strikes the oil sand and is reflected. And then another one that measures the amount of bitumen that they lose from the process.
These new sensors mean more bitumen is recovered and less is lost forever to the tailings ponds. Thanks today to the Alberta Research Council. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.